This is Barry Paul Price, and today I wanted to tell you the story of what it was that made me choose Anna as the one who stood out from all the women who I was meeting and dating, and to settle down with her as my wife. So many people ask me, you know, what do you need to do to attract the right man? What do I need to do to stand out or to get a guy to ask me out and to really treat me the right way and show me affection and treat me like a lady and do all of those things and act like a man, not a boy. So today, that's what I'm going to share with you.
There were five major reasons that Anna stood out from the crowd, from all the other women who I was meeting, and why we ended up together as soulmates. So as I go through these, just really listen and think about how you can apply them to your life. So the first one was that she was not attached to the outcome. There was no hunger there, no desperation, no loneliness, no her really feeling like she really wanted to meet a man. And it was definitely something that I could tell in subtle, energetic ways from other women. You know, the minute you looked over at a girl and within a few seconds her girlfriend was kind of pretending not to look but whispering to her whether you were looking. It's like, okay, they're on the hunt. I mean, they really want to find a guy. It really matters to her. Oh, is he looking? Is he not looking? All this kind of thing. You know, when I approached her, she was very unattached to whether or not we spent the whole night hanging out together, whether I was looking at her, you just didn't get that sense at all that it was, that her night was going to be drastically better if she could just get something from me, attention or hang out with me or whatever. She was just having her own night, a fantastic night, and so was I. So she was there for reasons other than to meet a man. And when I say where, we happened to meet at a Latin dance event, learning salsa and merengue and these things, which I'd done a little bit of, but not a lot, and she kind of thought was interesting, and we were both at this event. So, you know, one of those things was that when I was around her, I never felt that hunger, okay? She was the prize, and she kind of knew it, you know? In the same way that, you know, a female lioness kind of carries herself with a certain self-certainty, an assuredness. There's nothing she's lacking. So that was the first thing that really stood out to me about her. The second thing was, you know, even as we began to date a little bit, she was willing to lose this relationship if it didn't align with what she deeply knew. So she really knew who she was, and she trusted her intuition. So for a lot of people, that may mean that they need to reconnect to your intuition and develop it, because sometimes when we have disappointments, pain, or wounds in our past, we'll move into our head. We could use our intelligence or our achievement. And a lot of people who are very career-oriented will be these people, overthinkers, right? We'll move into our head to survive and not feel as much, and then be kind of cut off from trusting our intuition, even though we're very intuitive. And that was me to a degree, too, up to that point in my life. But she absolutely trusted her intuition and acted powerfully on it. So that meant she was always in alignment with knowing who she was and what mattered to her. When that meant that it was easier for her to be in relation to someone else and not have boundaries that felt mushy or feel like her needs weren't going to be met. So it felt very healthy and clean and clear as we got into this relationship dance. The third thing was, and it was very attractive the night I met her as well as when we began dating, she was happy and fulfilled. She just was a healthy person, you know. And by the way, so many women I come across are like, I'm healthy, I'm happy, but the chances are 100% that if you don't have a man, but you want one, then you aren't fully fulfilled and happy, or you'd have that guy in your life already. I want to say that again. If you want a man, but don't have him, then some part of your life is not okay with you. There's some part that you're dissatisfied with, or something to do with yourself that you're not 100% happy and thrilled about yet. So whether that's an old ex you still feel angry about when you have to deal with him, or a few pounds you're not totally okay with having on, or feeling like you have to do it all the time, you just don't get enough support, so you're overgiving, not receiving, or you just haven't been treated like a lady, you know, in a long time. You haven't gotten to enjoy that. So you're going to wear the stench of the perfume called unmet needs. Right? When our needs aren't being met, we're not at our most attractive. We're not our most happy, fulfilled. So it's a massive turnoff to guys. It's a massive turnoff to you as well when you encounter a guy who's like that. So 100% of the men who want a second date with women say that the woman must be happy, fulfilled, relaxed, content. Now that comes from that study of 250,000 men. So she was happy and fulfilled and taking care of her needs. Her needs were being met. Number four, she let me be me. She was non-judgmental. That's not possible when you're still judging yourself. When you have negative self-talk, the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, perfectionism. I had this client who was convinced she couldn't find the right man, right? There were no men asking her out in her daily life, and the ones she was finding online, she would never have a second date with any of them. They were never good enough. And she was a Southern belle, kind of raised that way, and was very worried about what was right and wrong and appropriate in terms of her own behavior and how she was perceived and how she looked and mostly how she perceived herself. She was very self-judgmental. And she even said at one point, you know, I only feel like myself first thing in the morning before I even put makeup on, before I do anything, and before I go out into the world. So the person she was showing up as out there was full of self-judgment, okay, and appropriate. Right, worried about being appropriate. So how are you judging yourself and not accepting certain traits about you? Because once we worked on that and she dropped it, which took some doing, but once she was able to drop it, she was asked out immediately at church where she'd been going over 10 years and no one had ever asked her out. She got asked out twice within a few weeks. And then she had two guys that she went on dates with from online, and both of them made it to a second date. And no one ever had made it to a second date, all within this first month. As soon as she became less judgmental of herself, suddenly she was able to find people and attract people. The fifth thing that really stood out about Anna was how she demonstrated love and compassion towards herself first. She took care of her needs. You know, that allowed her to not be depleted or exhausted, but to show up amazingly as a partner. It also meant she didn't resent when she was giving or doing in the partnership because she was already filled up. Her needs were already met. So that meant that when I needed to grow, because I still had some evolution to do. I mean, we met 12 years ago, so there was still a bit of growth for me to get to where I am. But instead of her focusing on being upset at what I wasn't able to be for her at the time, she was able to focus on what was possible for me to become. Solely because she applied the same self-growth commitment in her own life. Now, that doesn't mean putting up with a guy's crap and excusing guys who are lesser than, right? And saying, oh, I'm hoping he'll change. He can change. I see that he could be. No, no, no. It meant I was committed to my self-growth. And because I was actively doing things to grow, and she also was, she knew that it would work and she believed in it. So she never tried to change anyone but herself. That is the biggest thing you're going to hear today. She never tried to change anyone but herself. So 12 years on now, more in love than ever. We've shared many magical moments. We've had birthdays that have been beautiful, surprising adventures, trips, you know, little things and big things. We've just been there for each other as we've grown and overcome challenges too. It's not all ups, right? There are also downs that you make it through together in our professional life, our personal lives. That's a deep partnership. That's soulmate love. I wish the same for you. And it starts with doing what has worked for other people. So if you want to know more, check out my latest free training. And I did it just for the people in the inner circle, just for the people who follow me. It wasn't for the general public, so I could pull back the curtain a little and share more. I went off script and shared a lot more than I usually can about what works for my clients. So you can check that out at datemennotboys.com/replay. datemennotboys.com/replay. Much love.